My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 23rd of September 2009. The time is 6:10 in the evening, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you come from?
Yes, my name is Vari Scott Bennett. My age is 45. I'm presently living in West Lothian, just outside Edinburgh.
And how long have you lived just then in Edinburgh?
About 15 to 16 years there now.
And what are you doing in Edinburgh?
I work for a large international broker firm called Marsh, and I'm a professional risks broker.
Would you mind elaborating on what that job is?
Yes, I suppose it does sound a little peaked, doesn't it? What we do is we are placing insurances, predominantly things such as professional indemnity covers, directors and officers placements. I also do some liability and property covers as well.
And how did you get into this job?
Gosh, I've been in insurance for about 12 years. Worked in a small sort of niche brokers in Glasgow, and they had a binder to do professional indemnity, and I realised that I really liked and understood that type of risk, and from then moved on to bigger brokers, and here I am today.
And what did you do before that?
I was a PA for a while. I think that's right, left university, did some PA work, and the last job I had before going into insurance, what actually was as a PA for a regional director of insurance, so it kind of just slipped in, really.
Where did you go to university and what did you study?
I went to university in Aberdeen and I studied psychology.
What made you choose psychology?
I think it was something I was really interested in at school, and still in those days it was quite an emerging sort of subject to study. It was still fairly fresh and new. So it was pure interest that did that for me.
And what made you sort of not pursue it as a career?
Genuinely, there were very few opportunities. If you came out with a psychology degree, unless you went on to did some sort of postgraduate study, there wasn't really anything that kind of slotted you in. And I kind of felt, well, that's, you know, 4 years at university. I kind of want to be out and earning some money now. So that was so a case of casting around and just seeing where you ended up, really.
Do you look back and wonder if you could take up psychology now?
Do you know, the interesting thing, Simon, is that my daughter is really interested in psychology, and I have a friend who's still involved in psychology, whom I went through university with, and she sent me a whole load of emails the other day saying, all the stuff that we studied has been disproven. I was going, oh, that's a bit of a shock, I have to say. It certainly wasn't everything, but some of the major things that we studied. So again, because it's a very, you know, flexible and adapting sort of study, that constantly things are being changed and new revelations are appearing. So to actually go back and study it, I think you would really kind of have to start from scratch again.
You mentioned your daughter. So
yes.
How old is she?
She's 14.
And what's her plans at the moment?
She wants to study psychology. I have to say, there's no pushing on my part for this. It just seems to have appeared. I think she, like me, is very interested in people and very interested in reasoning behind actions and things, so it's a natural for her to, that is genuinely what she wants to do.
And you mentioned liking to know the reasons behind actions. Is
yes.
That still an attribute you have?
I think so. I think people are infinitely puzzling and infinitely interesting.
So is this what attracted you to the plinth?
Is it what attracted me to the plinth? Possibly. I like the idea of, you know, we erect these statues to various notaries and various worthies of the day. And sometimes you think, actually, should we really be celebrating that? Was that such a good thing? And the thought also that each individual person is worthy of some kind of attention as well. You know, they're worthy of, you know, each human being is individual, is a different person. They have different likes, dislikes, different things that they are enthusiastic about, that they care about, and why shouldn't we look at each other and think, that's a really good thing about you, I never knew that, that's amazing.
So how did you first hear about the plinth?
There was a whole media storm on it, wasn't there, when it all launched at the beginning of the year, so I just sort of picked up on it then and thought, like many people I'm sure that come through this room, I'll apply. Probably won't get a post. It's a long way away. I'll probably not even go if I get. But when the opportunity comes through, you kind of think, well, this is once in a lifetime. When are you ever going to get a chance to you know, have a reason to come down to London to start off with, which is not work. And then to stand on a plinth in Trafalgar Square and talk about something that's important to you, that's never going to happen again. It would be one of those things, if you didn't do it, you'd look back and go, why didn't I just do it? So I'm here.
And what are you going to be doing with your time?
I support the RNLI, which is the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. Although I live now just outside Edinburgh, I grew up on a fishing village on the northeast coast of Scotland. The RNLI were a huge part of the community. Obviously, with fishing vessels went down or were lost at sea, the RNLI would be called out and they would, you know, hopefully save some people. And that sort of dedication, and they're completely volunteers, really deserves to be highlighted.
And what did your family do?
Interesting, back to the fishing thing, my father was the first one in his family not to go on the boats. It was recognised that he was actually quite smart, and that was a good thing. And he went on to go to university and became a headmaster. My mother was a teacher, so learning's obviously well drilled into the family.
You obviously seem to know a lot about your family heritage. Is there a long heritage living in Scotland?
I think yes. My father and his family have been in the village that I come from called Cullen for generations, absolutely generations. My mother was from the Black Isle originally, so I know slightly less about her family because I sort of grew up in my father's family and environment, so yeah, it's rather nice.
Have you been back recently?
Yes, I try and go back. Oh, it's not quite so easy though, is it? It's about 4.5 hour journey from where I am to where they are, so I do certainly try and go back 5-6 times a year.
And has the village changed much?
Yes, I suppose it has. I suppose it has and it hasn't. I suppose someone who had never lived there, going and seeing it now, wouldn't think there'd been much of a change, but, you know, there are lots of new houses. There's quite still a village, not quite mentality, but feeling about these things, that there are new houses. So yes, it has changed. And also, it was a hugely popular seaside resort in sort of before everyone started going abroad on holiday. They would very often come to the northeast coast, and Cullen was a particular draw. So I can remember we used to know when the Paisley Fair was on and the Glasgow Fair was on, because we'd have influx of people from those places during those 2 weeks. So we'd know the Paisley Fair, Glasgow Fair, Edinburgh Fair, and all the people would come to the village. So yeah, that's changed dramatically.
And how was it growing up there?
Oh, it was fantastic. Absolutely adored it. I was right on the seaside. So it really was a perfect place to grow up. When you got to about, my daughter's age now, about 14 or 15, it just became too small and you need to have something more. But as a child, I would absolutely recommend it.
And coming from, obviously, from a small village and then moving to going to Aberdeen for university, now living outside of Edinburgh, what do you think of London as a city?
I quite like the buzz of London if I'm only here for a couple of days, but I couldn't imagine immersing myself in it. Because I think after a while, although it's like any thing, isn't it? The first few times you come to, you're like, oh, this is fantastic, it's just amazing. Everybody's dashing about so quickly and getting everything done and there's real energy and whatever. And I have this funny feeling that if you actually lived in it, you would just sort of think, oh no, I just don't fancy this much anymore. Not for me. I think possibly if it had come down when I was maybe just graduated, then I could have got acclimatized to it. But just now, it's good for if I'm down for business in 2 or 3 days and then away again. That's fine. That suits me.
And what does family mean to you?
That's a very strange question. What do they mean to me? Do they mean everything to me? What does family mean to me? Well, yes, I have a great deal of love in and around my family, which supports us in all that we do, I suppose. I love being part of a family. I love, you know, my husband and my daughter. That's a dynamic to life which I could not be without. Strange question, Simon. You need to phrase that question better.
I remember that from
the Yes, do then,
do. I'll learn. So when did you first meet your husband then?
Just the year I graduated.
And how long have you been married for?
Almost 22 years. Yes, I know. Child bride. Okay, darling.
And you have one daughter.
Yes, that's right.
Just to take you back to the project, I'm just wondering if you could, say what you hope to gain from your hour on the plinth.
Maybe two things. I really am keen to raise the profile of RNLI. I've got an online page so people can give money, and I want to raise some money for them. And then I think, secondly, it's the experience will just be quite unique.
And just outside of work and family, what are your interests?
Swimming, and we all as a family go scuba diving, which is quite recent because Sarah couldn't do it until she was 12, so now we can all do it. Reading, I'm very fond of reading. And I like baking chocolate cakes too. That's a big thing I like doing.
I'm going to start on the chocolate cakes first of all.
Yes, okay.
When did you start doing the chocolate cakes?
About 4 years ago. I think actually someone brought my husband a Nigella Lawson cookbook. And I kind of thought, oh, I quite fancy this. It's just a whole section. I think I've cooked every single one of them now. Baked every single one of them. But I just really enjoyed it. It's quite therapeutic, I think. And also, it's an excuse to eat cake at the end of it. So that's always good, isn't it?
And what kind of books are you interested in?
Practically everything. I'm not a great fan of history books or historically based novels, but quite a broad remit. I'm taking a book up with me this evening, which I haven't read, bizarrely, since I was at university. I did English as well at university. And I kind of thought, wow, that would be very sort of Proustian, you know, to suddenly open up a book that you haven't touched since then and just see what brought it back to you. So, yeah, and I have this thing about there are very few books that I read twice as well. But no, really Catholic tastes in books.
I'm just wondering, because the last time you read that book, can you remember what sort of period of your life you're in?
Yeah, when I was at university. So, you know, I was just studying. I think it was second year, can't remember. But it's an amazing book, Lanark by Alistair Gray. In fact, I went to see the author at the Edinburgh Book Festival this year. Seemed very amiable. Couldn't believe some of the filth he'd written, but, you know. It's a nice chap.
And,
are you all right?
I'm fine.
Good.
And I'm just... Why scuba diving?
I see.
Diving?
That is my husband's passion.
Right.
He did it before, and then obviously with Sarah coming along, it was something that we couldn't do. So, but now we're all doing it.
And what does your husband do?
He's an estate agent, but it's in Scotland. So we like estate agents in Scotland. You may not like them here in England, but we like them in Scotland.
Why do you like them in Scotland?
It's a different system. He works for a firm of solicitors there, so it's not the same sort of system.
I'm now going to ask you quite a tough question.
Go on.
As you know, this project's all about portrayal of modern Britain. So
yes.
I'm going to ask if you can to sort of paint a picture of yourself at this moment of time in your life for us.
Paint a picture. I suppose. I did think to myself the other day, while I was like making a cake or washing the dishes or something, thinking, okay, Vary, if when you started university, you could see yourself today, what would you think? You know, because you've expectations and whatever when you're at that stage. And I did sort of think, well, actually, I think I'd be all right. I think I'd look at myself and go, yeah, well, you could have done a bit better there, Vary, or a bit. But actually, in the main, I'm not in a bad place at all. I enjoy my work. I deal with clients who are great fun and really nice to work with. Again, the people I work with are good, home life's very happy, lots of things happening, so yeah, I'm okay, Simon, thank you.
And where would you like to see yourself in the future?
Oh my word, I have to answer this every year at work. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? I don't know, where do you see me? In how many years? 1 year? What did you say?
I didn't actually specify a time.
Did you? Where do I see myself, what, in the future? I don't know. I'm not a big planner. I'm really not a big planner. I suppose I just hope that, you know, I can cope with whatever comes along. That's really, you know, the firm basis for coping with whatever comes along. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.